The nation's jobless rate is at its highest level since 1994. The Labor Department said today that unemployment rose 0.3% in April, climbing from 5.7% to 6%. The increase shows that while some areas of the economy have climbed back from the recession, it is likely to be a while before the labor market catches up. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The sharp increase in the unemployment rate caught many analysts off guard. Hugh Johnson is an economist with First Albany. He says the rise in the jobless rate to levels not seen in nearly 8 years shows the economy is still struggling to recover its footing.
That's the highest unemployment rate that we've seen since August of 1994, and it just pretty much dramatizes, I think, that this is a recovery, but it's an extraordinarily slow recovery, and it's very infant, tender stages.
Other economists say while hiring may not be where most people would like it to be, they aren't worried the economy is slipping into recession again. They say changes in the labor market are often a good deal slower than for the rest of the economy. Richard Yamarone is an economist with Argus Research.
As a lagging indicator, and employment generally is that maybe we might be struggling a little more than we initially believed. So rather than having some torrid 3.5% or 4% growth rates coming down the road, we might be a little softer, maybe in the 2.5% to 3% range.
And even though the unemployment rate went up last month, there was a bit of good news. The Labor Department, in a separate survey, says businesses added 43,000 payroll jobs last month. John Challenger is CEO of the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. He says temp firms are hiring again, showing that companies are starting to sign on to the recovery.
What they do is they start hiring temporary workers to meet their demand. They start working their own people for longer hours. So you see overtime hours start to go up. And then, as that begins to stay consistent, then the full-time job creation comes back.
Economists say there are other hopeful signs as well. Manufacturing appears to be emerging from its long, deep slump, losing some jobs last month, but not at the furious pace of last year. Richard Yamarone at Argus Research says that should eventually translate to increased hiring across the economy.
You have manufacturing activity really starting to pick up and pick up strong, whether it's in defense-related technologies or whether it's, automobiles. It's still production. It contributes to the bottom line. And even more importantly, it's going to very shortly add to the workforce.
When the Federal Reserve meets next week, it's likely to decide that given the weak employment picture, it can afford to hold the line on interest rates. Economists will be watching consumers closely for any signs they are spooked by the rising jobless rate. They say if consumers were to sharply curtail their spending, it would be a big blow to the economy. Consumers went on a buying binge even with the economy in recession last year, at a time spending by businesses was at a virtual standstill. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.